Tonight on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, all the way from Colorado, and now available here in Chicago, we have the husband and wife team of Angela and Andrew from Good Trip Coffee. And get your tech questions in for our gadget guru, Steve Van Dinter, happening at 8 o'clock. But now, live from the Allstate Skyline Studio here in Chicago, we are broadcasting live.
Is it Wednesday already? It's Wednesday. I think that's the, it's not Wednesday? What day is it now? Oh, it's, well, if Van Dinter's here, I should know that it's Tech Tuesday, and he will answer all of our tech questions. Well, I have a question for everybody, and it's not tech related. I want to know if there's something in your life that was the first time you were going to do something, and it went the worst way possible. What was your worst first? Like a worst first date, maybe your worst first job, and that can include, you know, your prom. Maybe you only went to one prom, and it went badly in every way possible, and I'm curious about that because we have some prizes to give away, and I don't want to make this an entirely a sad story for everybody. There were some great stories that people have sent me over the last few years. One woman was not allowed to wear makeup when she was a kid, and she snuck lipstick into school and put lipstick on when she was in the bathroom, and her mother saw her when she came home, and she took the lipstick and she smeared it all over her face, and that woman has not worn lipstick ever since. That's how much it bothered her, and I often wish that I could help her, like, go shopping and move back past it, but that's how emotionally scarred she was by the first time she ever wore makeup, Andrea.
Worst first. That's a good one.
Worst first.
Really good
what
one.
What was your worst first? Because I have a worst first day. I had many jobs, so I had a lot of first days.
Yeah.
And I have a couple of worst first days on the job. I was working at Pizza Hut, and yeah, I know. up at Park Ridge, at Summit Mall, there's a Thai restaurant, and I don't even know if it's a Thai restaurant now, but when I was a kid, just getting one of my first jobs, I was a waitress at Pizza Hut, mm-hmm. and it was my very first day. I was being trained, and someone shadowing me, and you walk up to the table, hi, I'm Patty, and, you know, Elizabeth is following me because it's my first day, and they all ordered, you know, all their food, and then six large Cokes. Do you remember Pizza Hut has those big, tall, plastic red cups?
Rum glasses, yeah.
Yeah, they're big, they're like 9 inches tall or mm-hmm. a foot tall. So this was the first time I ever carried a tray too. So I'm carrying this tray and I go, I'm walking over, I'm trying to be very professional and I'm balancing it and everything. And I stop at the table and I'm about to put one down. As I'm grabbing one, my elbow moves in and I knock all six Cokes all over. I mean, it was
like dominoes, like bing, 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 bing.
Oh, I mean, it was a fountain of Cokes all over the customers. It was inside the menus. It was probably inside the seams of the booth.
Yeah.
And I've never forgotten that. I was 16 years old, and that was my worst first day. And they were very kind. They gave me a huge tip that day because I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm wiping them down.
Right. It's your first day.
It was my first day, but exactly. It was a worst first day. Have you ever had a worst first?
I'm trying to think. Job-wise, probably. I can't think offhand, but the
or
makeup.
Or date or makeup.
The makeup was absolutely, absolutely true. I mean, I want to say eighth grade or freshman year. It was around that time, you know, when you start wearing makeup. And my mom said, okay, for your class picture, I just got my ears pierced, you know, from Claire's in the mall, Claire's right. Boutique in Orland Mall. And I thought, she said, you can wear some makeup for your class picture. I'm like, this is fantastic. And it was your typical, and I had braces. And the perm. I know.
Oh, Andrea, child of the 80s.
Awful. I know, right? So I remember just blue eyeshadow. And then do you remember they used to have...
like, the blue, like metal, yes. Like the frosted.
Yes.
Oh, the frosted eyeshadow.
And here's the best part. Blue mascara, mm-hmm. too.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh my God. It was I look like David Bowie.
Which,
like a Ziggy Stardust kind of a thing going on. It was bad. It was bad.
And it's in your class photo?
No, they got it. They took it out of the yearbook that year.
You're saying there's no record of that. There's no evidence of said horribleness.
No.
See, that's a worse first.
It is a worse first. Oh, it was bad, Patty.
Oh, I'm sorry. See, yeah. And you know what my other dream is to take people back and be able to fix that. Like, I would... I would love to do like a makeover, some sort of makeover with you.
Yeah.
And take beautiful photos, like
take
new headshots.
Again.
But it wouldn't be that class. We can't,
right.
You can't ever take back that moment.
Yeah, you can't
but
go
something,
back.
But something to soothe it, to both, you know, mourn it and rev and go, oh, that
right.
really sucked.
Sure.
And then say, this is how I'm recreating the memory of that.
Oh, yeah.
I would
and
love to be able to do that for people.
Perms and yeah, the flowing, the big, you know, punk rock hair.
Oh gosh,
God.
Yes. Rich, what's your worst first?
My worst first was my first kidney stone. I've had about half a dozen of them. But my first one, and they go, oh, it's an outpatient procedure. You know, you'll be home by noon. Well, then they tell me they had complications.
Oh.
So they're going to keep me overnight for observation. Oh, it gets better. So finally, they're getting ready to release me. I'm still in my room, but I changed into my clothes. And then the nurse came in to pull up just a couple bandages where they hit the IVs and all that in me. And she's pulling them off. All of a sudden, I couldn't keep my eyes open. And then it was like trying to suck concrete through a straw.
Oh.
Bottom line, there was a blood clot. I had a pulmonary embolism.
Whoa.
I was actually legally dead for 15 minutes. And when my eyes opened again, all of a sudden I was back in my, you know, hospital gown in bed. I'm like, well, had no recollection of somebody pulling my clothes off of me.
Wow.
Wow, and that's a recollection you'd probably want.
So much for the, it'll be an easy outcome. And then I was stuck in the hospital for another week.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's awful.
That is a worse. But the thing about that is that for Rich, it means because he said first,
right.
There were
all
more
the
to
rest
come.
Were fine.
So Rich gets the idea of this. It just happens like he's raised the stakes very high.
Right.
Wow. Oh. That's insane. How do you? And I'll bet you, Rich, you get a lot of people.
Thank God it wasn't a difficult operation. Yeah. I would hate to see what would have happened then.
Yeah, no kidding. Rich, where are you calling from?
I'm in Bolingbrook, but yeah, like I said, it's simple. You'll be home in 4 hours. Well, thank God that was a simple one, and you only killed me.
How do you manage the kidney stones? Do they give you advice for diet or
diet, medication, and basically, you know, knock on for a while I was getting one almost every year, but knock on wood, I haven't had one in like almost 3 or 4 years.
But are you able? Are you able to stay pretty active?
Oh yeah.
All right. I want to do this. I've got a 2-hour adult adventure package at Northwest Indiana's Deep River Aerial Park. You can climb through treetop obstacles and soar through zip lines because you were the first one to not only get it, but that's a pretty extreme story. So hold on the line and Michael's going to get your information and send that out, all right?
Okay.
Cool. It's fun for adventurers from 8 to 88. You can book online at edgeadventureparks.com. So that's for Rich. We've got I knew that people were going to respond to this, Andrea.
Oh yeah, big time. maybe there's a more feel good one.
There are some
a happier
so let's find out what those are. But I mean, Rich, again, it was his first and it turned out to be one of many kidney stones that I've heard.
I heard those are super painful.
They heard they're very painful. It's always interesting when men say I've heard it's more painful than pregnancy. It's when women who are delivering.
Right.
Well, it's when women who say similar things.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, okay, but a different part of the anatomy. We'll never know for sure.
Right.
We'll never know for
True.
Sure. Tell us your worst first at 312-981-7200. Candace and Jim, we're gonna take your calls right when we come back after this. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with Andre Dallas on 720 WGN. You've got something big coming up in your life. You've got a first job. You've got a first date. It's something incredible that you think is going to go one way, and it goes horribly, horribly wrong. We're talking about your worst firsts. And so far, Rich was talking about his worst first kidney. Now, I know it's a kidney stone. Andrea's like, maybe something a little more.
Yeah, poor Rich.
Poor Rich.
I feel bad.
No, but I mean, because medically, you know, you can go down this path of it.
Of course,
obviously became chronic for him. But he now has that experience, that collective experience of how kidney stones should go.
Right.
So that in retrospect, he knows, like the same thing with dating, for example. You know how dating would hopefully go. So you have an example.
Uh-huh.
Same thing with jobs. And so, in retrospect, what was your worst first of anything? And Jim has a story. Hey, Jim, what was your worst first?
The medium. She put Butterfinger in her too.
What?
Is he? Are you Dairy Queen?
Hey, Jim.
His worst.
Oh, he's
first
ordering
Blizzard.
Oh, he's ordering a Blizzard.
Oh,
I want one.
Me too. Oreo.
Oh no, but you know he has ordered a Blizzard with Butterfinger is my favorite. But you like Oreo?
I like Oreo. Yes.
Oh, that's good.
I love those Blizzards though.
Those are really good. What's your favorite, Michael?
Cookie dough all the way.
Cookie dough. So Jim's asking for Butterfinger too. Hey, Jim.
How you doing? I'm sorry. I'm in the drive-thru. I was waiting for you guys.
No, we want onion rings, man. We're good.
Are you a Dairy Queen?
You know what? If I was close, I'd bring them to you guys.
I know.
That'd be awesome.
I know. I know you would. What's your worst first job? I know you
my
had
worst,
a... Yes.
worst first day in a job. I'm delivering pizzas, right? I'm not going to name the place or the neighborhood, but it was a sketchy part of town in the city, let's put it, which could mean a lot of different places, I guess. So I'm delivering the pizza, and there's a couple of young gentlemen on the porch having a little party, drinking some alcohol. So I said, excuse me.
Go ahead, you pay, Jim.
And they said, no, but we're going to take this one. I said, you know what? I'm not going to argue. Go ahead, you guys take the pizza. So they took the pizza. Somebody hit me on the back of the head. And I fell down. So then they all, like, went through my pockets. And
no!
I'm like, I was running. I got more pizzas in the car and pop. They didn't take that. They just stole my money, took the pizza. Now I got a lady yelling out of a third-floor window, hey, is that my pizza? Is that my pizza? And I'm like, yeah, did you see what just happened? Can you call the police? She goes, no, I'm calling your boss. I want my pizza.
Whoa.
And I'm laying there. And I'm laying there like my head's bleeding. So now this is 1990. There's no cell phone yet. I had a pager. So I managed to get up. I drive myself back to the place. And the guy says, hey, I'm sorry what happened, but, you know, you got to pay for that pizza.
No way.
I said, are you kidding me? Well, I said a few more things, but I can't say them on the radio. I said, I quit. He goes, well, you better come back and pay for that pizza. And that was my first and last day delivering pizzas at that place.
Wow. Hey,
man, Jim. That's epic. That's what I'm talking about, though. Andrea, people have
that's
epic
awesome.
Worst first. And, Jim, I don't know if this helps at all, but I've got a pizza for you. I've got a Lou Malnati's pizza
you
for
go.
You. I've got a Luminize gift certificate. And I hope that soothes the memory of that. But I'm guessing you still have the emotional and physical wounds.
Yeah, every time I order pizza, I'm nice to the driver. So.
Yes. Well, when Lou's comes out, I know you'll be nice to the driver. Jim, thank you for that epic story. We appreciate it.
Okay, Jim scares
thank
me.
Thank you very much.
We love you, Jim.
Love you, Jim. Don't be scared. Don't be scared
he's,
of Jim.
He's ordering a Butterfinger, talking on the phone, talking about getting hit over the head.
He's got time. Jim's got a Luminage gift certificate. Luminage's home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnatis.com. Let's see what Joanne's got. Joanne, I think you and I probably, I think many people share this kind of story. Hey, Joanne, what's your worst first?
Okay, so my worst first was my first date. And so I was asked to go to homecoming in high school. Like, I'm in freshman year. This is back 68, 69, when you used to stack your hair up on top of your head in the great big beehive type thing.
Okay, yeah.
That. Okay.
A lot
so
of work.
This young man that asked me to go to homecoming. So it turns out when we are like eye to eye, we are truly eye to eye in bare feet. Okay, so great. Now I have my hair stacked up. I got to wear heels, which are 2-inch. I'm now going to be towering over him, except he comes to my door and he's wearing lifts his shoes. So I'm like, okay, this is a little ridiculous, but he wants to look taller than me. So now I had to spend basically the whole dance in my bare feet in order to try to pretend like I was in slump over. So I'd be like, maybe so he'd look taller than me. Well, okay. So I thought, okay, this can't be bad. It's got to get better somehow. So we go to dinner. And of course, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to tell him he's going to order dinner. No. So he's busy ordering his own dinner, and then he's kind of like chowing down. My stuff comes out, my steak comes out raw. He won't do anything about it. I have to try to call the waiter to do something because I'm thinking, this is really just going downhill. So now it comes to the goodnight kiss, okay? I know. So I'm like, oh, my God, my heart's like pounding. I'm like, okay, how is this? I mean, I've never done this before. I don't know what this is going to be like, okay? So he kisses me on the cheek and leaves. Now, that's bad enough, but he comes back the next day to tell me that I made him break out in a rash.
Oh, come on.
Okay, that's horrible.
He said you gave him, well, here's what could have been worse, if he gave you a rash.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, that's the bright side. Yes. Oh.
Yes, I gave him a rash. Well, you know what? I was like, that's it. I'm done with this whole thing. I'm never dating again.
Oh, man.
So anytime I went out with anybody afterwards, it was kind of like a mutual society, because I'm not going to expect something from you that obviously you're not going to be able to do. And then I'm going to feel really bad. So I was like, it was pretty much really BS. It really strained my whole high school career. I mean, I never went out in high school. I basically studied and was like the geek, you know.
Was there a benefit to that, though? I mean, looking back, at least, you know, putting your nose in the books.
Yeah.
I always try to find the bright side of something.
The big thing that came out of it is I realized what I didn't want in a man.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
I didn't want somebody wearing lifts who was falling out of their shoes. I didn't want somebody who felt that
you gave him a rash.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, he felt that I gave him a rash. Right. Who was somebody who was going to be totally absorbed in himself, that he was going to be totally oblivious to the fact of my needs. So, yeah, I was like, okay, so maybe it wasn't such a bad thing after all.
Well, I believe it or not, I have a prize for Joanne. Listen to this. I got a pair of tickets to the July 31st performance of Heartbreak Hotel. Now playing at the Broadway Playhouse. Go see the prequel to the record-setting Chicago favorite Million Dollar Quartet. For more, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And that is a 7:30 performance. It's going to be Will Call at the Window. Michael will get your information and make sure you can go to that performance. Otherwise, I promise we'll give it to somebody else, and we'll give you a prize that fits. Have a great night, Joanne. We've got to run to the break. More after this on 720 WGN.
Thank you, technology.
Technology.
I'm on a first name basis with my microwave.
I've learned so much in the last year from our gadget guru on loan from Verizon, Steve Van Dinter. You can follow him on Twitter at @SVanDinter. You can follow him. I kind of just want to follow him to New York and just see what he's up to next. Steve Van Dinter joins us in studio on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andre Darlis, and he's here to tell us about great gadget stuff, but also to pass the torch along to our friend Andy Choi, who joins us in studio as well.
Thanks for having us. I know it's so bittersweet and sad, but it's been such a fun time here. But, you know, you guys are going to have a ton of fun with Andy as well. I've known him for, actually, gosh, 15 years or more. We go back to our days in Madison.
This is the second time that I'm taking Steve's former job. So,
wow. Yeah. And you're all friends with everyone at Channel 9, too. Sean Lewis and Lourdes and
Marcus,
everybody.
And Marcus.
Yeah. They all say hi, by the way.
Awesome. We'll see you back
there. Steve has opened my eyes to so many, not just apps or gadgets, and my family, actually. He's had a big impact on how we, because we're very, in particular, my husband and my son Griffin are, how would you put it, skeptical and cynical
about.
That is
a great way to put it.
Yes, about technology and how it impacts our lives. Like, they don't, for example, they do not want to have anything to do with driverless cars, not now, not ever.
Oh, I think that's kinda cool.
They do not want.
I'm with you on that.
But they did not want smart speakers in our house under any circumstances. I bought an Alexa for Steve for his birthday, and the box came, and Griffin goes, "Why did you bring that into our house?"
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding at all.
No.
But I found a way to sneak one in.
Yes, he did, as a gift to me.
Should. Yeah. That's super cool.
We have a Google Mini now.
Okay,
which we use.
This is good. You got to embrace technology.
Yes.
I know you do.
I hold on.
Everyone, okay, anyone who has sat in rush hour traffic for... What are we sitting in? Like an hour and a half a day now?
Yeah.
Probably longer. Driverless cars.
I know. It has
to be the way of the future.
Say that every time I'm stuck in a traffic jam.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I know.
Think how much you can get done.
I know.
They also say traffic jams would kind of go away with it, or at least be reduced dramatically, because it's like the human errors and like the buffer that goes back and back and back as people change lanes and all that stuff.
Well, think how many people text now. I mean, just in any given day, people are at a red light, it turns green, they're texting. Or all kinds of weaving, they're on their phones. You know, I'm guilty of that too. Not often, but.
What would you say a driverless car would do in a situation where the lane is ending and they're supposed to merge? Would the driverless car merge right away, or would it use all available real estate?
From what I understand, the best way to do it, which is not the most polite way, is actually to continue until you get to the end and then go in. It's people that are merging
too
well
early
in advance and push back the traffic.
That was the study.
All those guys you're yelling at, they're doing it right.
That's right.
And all of you, you know, think you're doing some sort of social justice by getting into that lane and blocking everybody, you're not helping. But anyway, but you know, you do you. We're all going to raise our heart rates one way or the other. But these guys are here to tell us how technology can help us out.
Absolutely.
There is an app I've been using called Running. Because I've told you many times, I don't like to run, and this app is helping me a lot. I just started, I've done 4 days in a row of running.
Nice.
It's an interval training. You do 5 minutes of walking, but today it changed, Andrea.
No.
It was 5 minutes of walking, and then it said, now run for 2 minutes and 45 seconds. I'm like, it's less than yesterday. I can do this.
Did you?
And I got to the end of two minutes and 45 seconds, and I slowed down to walk, and it goes, now sprint at 80% to get full speed.
You're like, no, reverse. Go
like,
back.
What? But just for 15 seconds, which is completely manageable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of like what they do at Orange Theory, too, if you've ever done that, where it's like you do those bursts and then you think you're pushing hard, and all of a sudden they want you to go to like 110%. You're like, come on, guys.
Right. Back off. Back off. So,
but it's only like 30 seconds or something.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's one way that technology in this week has changed my life, is getting me out there and moving around a little bit, getting me interested in running, which I've never liked to do. What are some of the things that you guys are excited about today?
Well, one of the things we've been doing this week, so Andy and I have been on the road throughout the Great Lakes, kind of introducing him to our market. We both have the Fitbit Versa now, which I think we talked about before. I got him involved in the challenges, so you can actually do challenges with other people at Fitbits. We do a work week challenge, we do a weekend warriors challenge. So basically it takes everybody's steps together and reports out in a graphical format every day, actually in real time. You can see how you're doing versus your coworkers.
Okay. So I would feel like such a loser.
This guy's pacing around in the green room here beforehand going, I can't sit down.
I was like, I hope there's no camera here because I'm just trying to get my steps in.
Oh, then we were watching you. That's so funny. Oh, no. We're like, what is he doing?
I was like, what video do you have?
The thing is, it's something about this app that just continues to sort of give you that competitive jolt. And of course, you see your coworkers, you know, and you see their steps, you know, moving in real time. And all of a sudden, you're like, wait a second. If I stay still, matter of fact, Steve was just talking about this. I said, I was going out for a run. He told me, nah, you're not. You're going to go home. You're going to rest. I went out for a run, took a little screenshot of my app, sent it to him. And it got him off the hotel.
I actually crawled out from under the covers, put shoes on and clothes, and went out for like 3 miles of a walk. Because I'm like, I can't let him show me up.
Wow.
It's motivational.
I don't know if I'm competitive. That would make me, I'd be like, you know what? How if I do nothing? Well, then it doesn't seem like I'm even competing.
At the most basic level, I don't even think it's competition. It's like community. It's this idea that we're all in this together. And it's something about everybody kind of cheering each other on. You can actually, you literally cheer each other on digitally.
It says cheer.
Yeah. Yeah. Are they cheering though, or are they secretly hoping that you just stop and go to sleep?
Wow, Andy C and Albert T are on each other's heels for first place.
Don't get me started on
who's Albert T.
Albert,
that's our coworker out in New York. So he kind of got us all together on this whole work week challenge. But yes, you see, it kind of like gives you motivation, but it also kind of prods you a little bit too.
I've never met Albert. I've talked to him on the phone once, but I'm like, Albert, your steps are motivating me and you're changing my life with this.
Really, what you're saying is I'm coming for you.
Yeah, right. How are you doing?
You're in my sights.
It's a nice way of saying I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
Now, Andy, where are you from originally?
So I grew up in the Schaumburg area.
Oh, so you're from here.
Hoffman Estate, Schaumburg. Yep. Okay. Our regional headquarters for Verizon is based in Schaumburg. So it's about a 5-minute drive from where I grew up. So.
But you just came from where?
I just came from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
So you live in Milwaukee now?
No, I actually came home. So temporarily, I got my old room back. Thanks, Mom.
Aww.
So that's been fun. But I was a morning show anchor at the ABC affiliate in Milwaukee most recently.
Okay, so now Verizon. Ooh. See, the thing is that Verizon seems like they do a great job of when they have energetic, fun folks that want to really get the word out about how to use technology, how to incorporate it. They really do a good job of making sure that you are happy with what you're doing.
Absolutely. It's a team atmosphere there, as you saw with the Fitbit. And it's one of those things where I think companies like Verizon, we're always trying to tell the story of technology.
Yes.
And you know, Steve is a champion of that. I hope to sort of carry that torch as well. Steve has left a giant footprint in our Great Lakes market, but I'm going to do my best.
You're going to be just great.
Yeah, I love that. And some of my favorite things that we've talked about, again, you know what we promoted for this segment? So Steve was going to have some work done in his place, and he happens to have cameras on, and he saw this guy who was supposed to be working on his place sitting on his couch making phone calls.
No.
And Steve's like, dude, why don't you get off my couch?
So,
is that the Arlo?
So I've got I've got a Wise Cam. So it's
okay.
Two engineers from Amazon actually spun off a company called Wyze, WYZE. $20 one-time fee you pay. It is awesome. You get cloud-based storage. Yeah. You can get live views. You get notifications when people are there. So I had it set up in my kitchen, kind of up on top of the cabinets, looking down. Guy's supposed to come in and just take care of some issues I was having with my kitchen sink. So it should be a quick fix, get in, get out. So I get the notification. I'm sitting at my desk, get the notification. He's coming in doing the work. Cool. Just going to watch a little bit. I see him like go sit on my couch, pull out his phone, and he starts talking to who I presume is a significant other, girlfriend, whatever, and it goes on for 15 minutes.
I was going to say, maybe if it's work and he's checking in.
No,
but
this is like,
cow.
He's laughing and all that. So I've got the...
on your couch.
Yeah, just like chilling out there. So I've got the Philips Hue lights. I turn them on and change the color red.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which should be a pretty good indication that
get off the couch.
Right, I can see. I can
you're just setting the mood, right. You know, yeah. For even more.
And he's like, oh, thank you.
Doesn't get the hint. So then I send my Roomba out to start vacuuming, in which case he starts popping up and taking Snapchats of him, like, pretending to be pinned against the wall with my robot.
No.
So at this point in time, I talked through the camera. I was like, hey, could you please start fixing my sink?
And what did
he
at that point?
Out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then he
completely.
He went back in.
I love it. I love all these home improvement or these, I guess, home cameras now that we have because I recently was turned on to Arlo Nest.
Yes. Those are great as well.
You can control your thermostat, yep. You know, if you want to get home and have it be cool or hot. I love it.
And if you use the geolocation on it, it'll sense when you're getting close to home or on your way, and it'll automatically go to your preset.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Okay, and, you just freaked out my husband right there.
And with
Con
Ed, if you sign up with their seasonal savings, they'll actually, you give them your login, so you're going to give your utility the login, but when they have surge happening, so if a lot of people are hitting the grid, it'll actually adjust your thermostat. So in the summer, let's say you're at 72 for your air conditioning, they may bump you up to 74,
okay.
But they'll pay you for that in the end of the season. So
no kidding.
I used to get, you know, between $30 and $40 from them in the summer months, and then you do get a little bit.
So you're making money, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
Home. I love that.
Yeah. And if you travel a lot, or there's not a lot of people home, it really doesn't impact you much. You're just letting them take care of it.
Oh, that's cool.
We are enjoying Tech Tuesday with Steve Van Dinter. Follow him on Twitter at @SVanDinter. Andy Choi is taking over for our Tech Tuesdays. You can follow him on Twitter at Dude, it's Andy Choi.
I love that Twitter name.
Dude, it's Andy Choi. C-H-O-I.
C-H-O-I, yep.
Excellent.
I'm going on now.
All right, I'm
going
to follow you right now. I mean, I'll follow you home later, but that seems weird. More on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrew Dawes when we come back on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the number if you want to call or text us for any questions about your tech, about your gadgets, about your gear. It is Tech Tuesday with Steve Van Dinter, who has been on our show for over a year now. Or we're thrilled to welcome Andy Choi because Steve Van Dinter is going off to New York. He's already taking pictures of his new space with a view of New York and his pool and all.
Forgot you were creeping on me with that.
You put on Instagram, how am I creeping and you're not oversharing? I'm just saying. It's a Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. What have you got? You've got a. See, he always brings gadgets.
I got gadgets today. Actually, so I was thinking with it's sad, but school season's coming already. I hate to tell kids that, but
that was the promo I didn't do. I was like, let's not freak people out during the day.
But there was we actually partnered. We were Andy and I were with a great guy today. His name is Stephen Balcom from the Family Online Safety Institute, mm-hmm. And he's been talking to us all about like tips for good digital parenting. So we've been traveling around the Great Lakes talking to media about what can you do with kids online and how as parents who are right now confused with so much that's going on. I mean, he was telling us today, 5,000 new apps hit the App Store every day. So think about that, 5,000 new apps. If just one of those takes off a day, that's 365 new apps per year that you as a parent should know about.
Right.
And if even 10% of those are things that really take off, that's 36 that you need to know inside and out. So it's a lot for parents to try to get a hold of and try to say, you know, take it in. And so he was talking about the different ways that parents approach this and how going into a school year, there's going to be a lot of pressure because mm-hmm. What do you got? You got your kids going back to school and some parents have bought their kid a shiny new iPhone or Android device. And maybe you've chosen that your kid's going to get a feature phone because you just want them to stay connected, but you don't want them to have access to some of the other dangers that are out there. And so, you know, how do you approach parenting like this? And so it's been interesting to hear how to go about that. So he was talking about the 7 steps to good digital parenting. And so it was really this idea of walking your kids through and actually just having conversations to start with. So like anything, sitting them down, talking to them, but being more positive about it. Not saying like, we're just going to restrict your access to everything, but have a conversation. Why do you want these? You know, what do you plan to do with it? What are you interested in? And, mm-hmm. The excuse of just because that everyone else in class has it, doesn't necessarily mean it's right for your family, right?
Absolutely.
So I think the other thing that Stephen mentioned today was the fact that, you know, when you set the rules, you have to give the children power to set the rules themselves, especially if you have multiple children. A great tip is to ask the older child, so what should your little sister be doing with this phone? How should
we restrict? Smart.
So then all of a sudden, it's like, well, I don't want my little sister on this website or using the phone for this. And then you can apply it now as a family. So Stephen was really a champion of making sure that this isn't some sort of, you know, lock it down and forget it.
Right.
This is a conversation that continues, and it's one that empowers both the child and the parent to have great technological manners when it comes to safety online.
What a great way to build that relationship. Do you have siblings, Andrea?
No, I don't.
Me neither. Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
No,
you're both only children.
Only children.
I mean, I have the burden of half siblings, but listen,
And I
need a therapy
cousin.
App.
I have three cousins, but that's a whole other.
But I think that's a great idea if for siblings to sort of build that relationship of also being there for each other, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of the older siblings saying this wouldn't be right for you. I think you really like that. Getting them involved. That's smart.
And what he said is you learn some of those tricks of like what kids were stumbling into or things that they maybe felt like they shouldn't have done.
Right.
Oh, I don't want my sister using this app or going to this website. And then you ask your kid, well, what should the repercussions be? If this person is using their phone an hour after they should be in bed. And then, then would that punishment be right for you as well?
A friend of mine, that's great parenting advice. And as you're talking about this, I realized my friend has an older daughter. Well, she has a daughter and a son. And the same type of thing happened. She said, well, what are some of the apps? Because he got his first phone. I think he's maybe 12 now or 13, however old he is. And she said, well, I don't think he should be on Teen Tinder. And she said,
What?
That's exactly what she did. She said, I'm sorry, what? But it's just for, hey, we're going to be, it's basically Teen Tinder. I had no idea. I thought, oh my God, I have to do a story about this. Your parents have to log you in.
Yep.
And apparently she said it opened up this whole new can of worms.
Closet. I need a paper bag.
I know. Sorry.
I'm going to go have a ventilator.
It's out there. Yeah. But now, she did research and found out and it's very, very, you have to have a parent log you in and the parent has to control everything like that. It's basically, I guess, to set up play dates, but you got to be careful.
The five best teen dating apps of 2008.
I know. Give me your phone, Patty.
What happened to writing notes? Do you like me? Check yes
right,
or no.
Right, right. Remember that?
Or those little paper,
you'd pass notes, right?
Pick your favorite color.
Pick a color.
Exactly.
Oh, no, this is from 17 Magazine.
Yeah.
One is called Scout with a K. No. Okay, you know what? There's probably teenagers listening. They know. I'm not.
They know.
So
oh,
my parents.
It's all
they
stuff.
Know. They, know this.
They know all this stuff, and they schooled her about it. So
and that was the thing he said. He said this is the first time in the course of human history where parents are learning from kids about things. And
exactly.
So, he said use your child as an educational tool.
Mm-hmm.
So have them teach you what the things that they're stumbling on and what they're learning
what
about.
What is happening?
And then
give me your phone right now. Give me the phone.
Then take that opportunity to become the adult again, and then talk through. Okay, now that we've got this information, we know what's going to happen, here's how I'd like you to use it, or here's how it fits in with our family and what we believe.
You know what, think about it too, because all of our parents were all maybe around the same age.
Yeah.
They had the talk, before we went to school, about being careful with everything when you meet someone.
Sure,
drugs,
if you say so. No.
Alcohol.
Stranger danger.
So
sorry mommy, let's be honest.
Uh-oh.
My parents were busy.
Oh, my mom's like, don't talk to anybody, don't socialize,
Andrea,
with anybody.
My mom and I still haven't had the talk. There's an app called I wish I was kidding. My mom in high school, I was telling her I was interested in a voice. She goes, don't get so excited. It's not worth it. More after this on 720 WGN True Story.
You can't get
I'm a three cups of coffee kind of gal, Andrea.
Three a day?
Three a day. What do you got?
I do usually two a day.
Two a day? All right.
I used to do three, but now
pretty close.
I'm kind of down to two.
That's a good volume. Good amount of caffeine.
I could never give up coffee.
Oh, I don't think I could.
Sometimes I
can smell my husband has pre-set the coffee the night before, and I can't wait to go to bed and wake up and have the coffee.
Oh, isn't it fantastic? I know, and it smells
coffee.
So good.
It
my
does.
Friend posted on Facebook today. My last cup of coffee. I'm going decaf starting tomorrow, and everyone's putting. Why?
Yeah, I tried that once.
She's got two kids. Why?
One time Griffin and I were walking in a Starbucks. He was like 3 or 4 years old. And as I was walking in the door, he goes real loudly. He goes, why do you need coffee? So clearly I had said something in the van on the way to Starbucks. So.
Oh, it's a necessity.
You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Joining us is Andy Choi and Steve Van Inter. See what I did? I already switched it over to he's first, just so you know. Did you hear that?
I got that.
Yeah,
billing.
I don't even have your mic on anymore.
I know.
Steve
I'm like, might as well be sitting outside.
That's how it goes. Steve Van Dinter has been our gadget guru for over a year. We congratulate him on moving on to New York to some fun adventures there.
Thank you.
A new position with Verizon. And we now have Andy Choi joining us, and we're excited about that as well.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. And we look forward to all the great gadgets you'll bring in the studio and keeping us up to date on what's going on technologically. We talk a lot about keeping our gadgets safe, whether it's or saving energy on your phone if you've got too many apps running, and
mm-hmm.
how to
better take photos, how to enjoy life better, really, through technology, and kind of work through some of the things that people are afraid of, like smart speakers, like my husband.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll break him.
Part of it is just being comfortable about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so if you hear some of that wonderful noise, it sounds like a bartender has entered the studio. To my bosses, I want to say that we are welcoming to our studio Angela and Andrew from Good Trip Coffee. It's a Colorado-based company, now moving into Chicago. And you're married to each other. Well, aren't you just the prettiest couple? You are.
And you match.
Yes. So Angela, as Andrew is because he's got his microphone off to the side, tell us a little bit about your company and what you're mixing up for us.
Hey, yeah. So thank you so much for having us. This is great.
Absolutely.
So we're actually originally from the Chicagoland area.
Oh, you are.
Yeah. So we're on.
Welcome home, then.
We're sort of on home turf. It feels good to be here.
So what got you involved in coffee brewing and cold brew?
Right. Yeah. So we. Like I mentioned, we were living in Chicago, kind of got inspired to mix things up and do some travel.
Okay.
And so we went on a trip. We traveled through parts of Africa, Europe, and made our way to Nicaragua. And we were living there for about 6 months.
What inspired you to start traveling? I mean, and when you said we're going to start traveling, I was like, oh, you know, they went on a car trip on Route 66.
Right.
No, you're in Nicaragua and Africa.
Yeah.
And what was the inspiration for that kind of trip?
Well, we've always loved travel, so we've sort of done lots of different travel together, and in this particular instance, we were looking just for some new inspiration. Mm-hmm. I think it was kind of turning a new page, you know, starting something different. So we were looking to just get away, and you know, made our way to Nicaragua, which we've actually traveled there a few times in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we got married in Nicaragua.
Ooh, it's romantic.
We were looking for a place where we could kind of settle in, bring our dogs along for the journey, and just hang out.
That sounds like an adventure most people would be too afraid
to
take.
No kidding. I would never think of that.
Yeah.
So we were living there for a while and started buying green coffee from local markets and toasting it on the stove. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of a rustic process of roasting coffee stovetop. And kind of fell in love with that process. We've always been coffee lovers, but through that experience, we kind of got hooked on understanding more about the cultivation of coffee and the human story behind coffee. And when we were living in Nicaragua, we thought, this is a perfect opportunity to go kind of experience that and understand that process more.
But you weren't searching for a coffee company. That wasn't the genesis of your trip.
Wow. No, we were just there to hang out and sit in some hammocks and feel the breeze.
Okay, so the process, because I've actually seen, you think of coffee beans as just being, you know, the beans that are, when you open up the product, there it is. But it's so much bigger and it's like a sweet kind of taste on the inside. I mean, so kind of walk us through the whole process of, like, you have to obviously go to a region and select the beans and kind of, you know, go from there.
So coffee is grown on a shrub, essentially, and it's like it's a fruit. So you have like a cherry. So the coffee bean is encased inside of like a fruit. And so that process, it has to be dried out, removed. Then you reveal what will later become that kind of roasted coffee bean. So, so that's kind of how it sort of works. And, you know, for us, we kind of arranged like a little bit of a trip through coffee country to really understand that process. And we became just completely enthralled and inspired by the human story. Once we kind of saw communities growing coffee,
right?
That was what really just set us off on this whole journey. And we thought, you know, why not get into this business? It's fascinating. There's so much opportunity, and there's also a lot of inequities and different things that we felt like maybe we could be a part of.
A force of positivity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So then we ended up deciding to come back to the States. We had our eyes set on moving out west just for the lifestyle. So we moved to Colorado and got busy developing our products And now
you make it sound so simple. I like the way it was, the coffee right. process was, and then I created a company. It, there's more to it. I mean, you have to have some business sense too, because it does, you don't just go from roasting them in a pan. I mean, I know that you're talking about doing a lot more research, but, and Andrew, what was this like for you? You're like, oh, okay, I guess I'm in Nicaragua and now I'm going to start a coffee company.
Sure. Well, I mean, Angela's kind of the idea person in the relationship. I am doing my best to restrain myself from pulling her down from the clouds a lot of the times. But, I mean, she had a great idea one day starting a coffee company, and I got excited about it. And, you know, I'm just kind of, I kind of have a background I have a background in like project management, kind of working with numbers, making things work financially, and that's kind of what I provided to Angela's vision. And so I'm just trying not to stifle her creativity and her vision, and I think I've done a good job of not doing that, because we have a beautiful product, as you can obviously see over the radio.
I can smell it.
Yeah, me too.
They can neither smell it nor mm-hmm. hand me. I'm going to ask you to hand me another bag just so I can let Andrea take a look at these.
This is so cool though, because you can have, basically you can, I guess I want to say subscribe or join, and you can have this delivered right to your door. So you don't have to fly all the way to California or to Denver, I guess, right?
That is correct.
That's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. So we offer a subscription service. It is a kind of curated experience where each month you can discover a new one of our coffees. And, you know, what we offer is truly unique. You know, so we've got our line of cold brew coffees. It's artisanal cold brew that we package the recipes into compostable brew bags. So you just...
I was going to ask about how these are different, because usually they're lined with like an aluminum or some sort of material. Oh, hello. Sorry, I just got a shot of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I've had dreams like this. Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing a tasting here of four of our coffees.
Okay.
I believe the first one that he's just passed around is called La Floración, which is a single origin from Nicaragua.
Ooh.
We're sourcing this from women coffee producers.
Yes.
And it's just a really lovely coffee, really chocolatey. This is at a medium dark roast, so it sort of gives you some of those roasty notes, but
this is beautiful. It's so
smooth.
It's, you know what? You know it's a good cup of coffee, or it's a good brew, because you don't need to put anything in it. No,
right.
No cream, no sugar. You can just drink this black, and it's iced, and it's wonderful.
Oh,
and it,
I'm so
and it has a nice little aftertaste too.
I'm so glad you're enjoying it. Yeah. So that is our La Floración. Yeah, so we offer specialty coffees such as that. It's a single origin. We also have blends that we do. And then something that is pretty unique that we're offering are coffee infusions. Mm-hmm. And so we're kind of, you know, this has been the place for creativity for us. And what we're doing is we're taking, you know, specialty grade coffee, and then we're hand mixing organic raw ingredients with the coffee, and it infuses flavors into the coffee. So this isn't like flavored coffee. I'm not sure. I think you have one now.
Is this a peppermint?
Like, mine tastes like almond kind of.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
What was the second one?
So the second one.
Yeah, we lost track.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, yeah, there's so many here that we have on the table. The second one is called Beach Bum Blondie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like this.
And so this has been blended with raw coconut shreds, cacao nibs, ground vanilla bean, and a little bit of cinnamon.
You can never have enough nibs, just so you know.
Yeah, hello.
Ever.
That makes sense, because you thought it was a little sweeter, and I thought it tasted more like almondy.
But
everything,
nutty.
Yeah, which is everything you just said in there. So
yeah.
I was looking for mint. I saw a bag that said mint on it. I'm like, where's I love mint, yes.
We do have a mint one coming around. And so we kind of got this, actually, when we were in Nicaragua, doing our kind of rustic roasting, we actually started to also buy ingredients from local markets. And I could get cacao powder and I could get spices. And we were done kind of mixing it with our cold brew. And then this idea kind of came to sort of just continue playing with different ingredients and to see what we could create. Because the process of cold brew, it's steeping for a long period of time. So we could play with different, you know, ingredients, and then
how do you infuse? I'm on the mint one. How do you infuse?
Yeah. So what's it? I mentioned that we package into these brew bags, and so we're literally just mixing the raw ingredients themselves, and that's what's getting infused. You know, so for like our mint one, for example, so it's packaged. It's basically like a large tea bag.
Yeah.
And so what's inside of here are the ingredients. So it's actual peppermint leaf, yerba mate, cacao nibs. We're just mixing those ingredients, and then when it steeps, those flavors then brew and kind of come out into the flavor of the coffee. So this isn't like flavored coffee where it's like a sprayed on kind of artificial flavor, and it's, we're not using sugars or anything like that, or like something you might get from a cafe where mm-hmm. it's like pumps of vanilla, whatever.
Right, or hazelnut or whatever.
We're using like actual ground vanilla bean, and then that kind of imparts that flavor into the brew.
It's kind of like an essence. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the thing. I read mint on the back of one of the bags. I think the second one's my favorite one so far. Mm. That was the one with more coconut
the
shavings.
Coconut, yeah.
I think the first one. Oh, although this is nice too. What's the fourth one? That's got a kick, doesn't it?
It does have a kick.
Is it jalapeno?
That one is called our Mayan cocoa. And so we're taking cacao, cinnamon, nutmeg, and a touch of cayenne.
Cayenne.
Oh, good tongue. Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean,
you
good taste
too,
buds.
Patty. Cheers.
I meant taste buds. I mean, like, I wouldn't have been able to pick up like that it was spicy that way.
Yeah.
Backpedal. Well, you know, let's clear.
You're right, yeah, right though, because you can taste
good,
it. Right?
Well, I mean, because your taste buds are on your tongue. All right, I'm going to take a break and clear the board,
the palate,
clear the everyone's. I apologize to everyone involved. It's the Patty Baskett Show with Andrea Darlis. You may as well mark it. We'll just send it to Nick right now because I just did it. More after this on 720 WGN. We're hanging out with our friends Andrew and Angela and Andrew from Good Trip Coffee and the website, so everybody knows.
Yes, goodtripcoffee.com.
Good Trip, like Patty be tripping by saying silly things. More after this on 720 WGN. Come on, get happy. Hey, Andrea, how many cups of coffee do you think you'd have to drink to overdose on caffeine?
Ooh, 5, 6?
100.
Oh! No.
So I think you're going to be fine.
Okay, good.
We're fine. I know. You and everybody are like, whew.
Wow.
We're just fine. You're listening to the Patty Baskett Show with Andrea Darlis. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios with Steve Van Dinter, who has decided to leave us. He's already moved in. You've already moved into your new dig.
I did.
Are you surveilling your apartment right now?
I could. Yeah, I could pop in and look at it right now if I wanted to.
I want to see what your apartment looks like. Yeah. We'll do that after the show. And you're looking on your Pixel Book.
Yeah.
Is it called Pixel Book?
I love the Pixel Book. Yeah. We just picked it up at Verizon a month or so ago. Awesome device. One of my favorites to travel. It's super lightweight and just works great.
I was shopping with Griffin for his high school. They have to, for his high school supplies.
Yeah.
And isn't it so different than when you and I went to school?
Right. Notebooks, pens.
Maybe a compass.
A couple folders.
A trapper keeper.
Yeah. I'm saying.
Oh, the trapper keepers. I forgot about those.
Trapper keeper.
That Velcro.
Yep.
Just like, you felt so powerful when you had that Velcro.
All the cool kids had them.
Like a ruler,
that's
maybe.
Right.
Oh.
Protractor.
Plus, you know, then the folders with the ponies on them. Anyway, I was shopping with him, and that was the one he liked the most because he has to have a Chromebook for high school.
Yeah, it's, the most powerful Chromebook you can get, so definitely can't go wrong with that one. All and right. It'll last him through college, too.
It's Steve Van Dinter, who's moving on to New York, but will be joining us whenever he's in town,
Absolutely.
Hope. And we'll keep the door open for you. The lights might be off, the door will be open. And in his place is Andy Choi. We're so glad to welcome you to the show.
Whenever, great to be here.
Love having you. Whenever you're available, love to talk tech with you.
See, I might sort of screw up just a scooch so that Steve has a reason to come back.
Oh, there you go.
Help me out.
Hey, Steve, we have a question. Can you go come back to Chicago?
We like that. Both of you.
And we are, we're sharing a lot of the caffeine delight that our friends from Good Trip Coffee have brought us. Angela and Andrew are in studio, and they have created. How long has this? Have you been running this company? When did this start? Get off the ground and such.
Yeah, so we started. We launched our website right. It was Christmas 2016.
Mm-hmm. So this is pretty. This is your baby.
Well, so it's funny you say that because about 2 days prior to launching our website, we also realized we were pregnant.
Aww.
And so we've been starting the company and starting a family all at the same time. So now our daughter is 11 months old.
Aww.
And
what's her name?
Celia.
Oh, that's a great name.
She's wonderful.
Yeah. And are you traveling quite a bit?
Not too much. I mean, we've taken her on a few different trips.
It's good to travel. People always are like, oh, now that we have a baby, we're never going to go anywhere. And I say, go.
Yep.
Take your baby.
They're
go.
Portable.
Have adventures.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they're portable.
Yeah.
And then when they're not, they're used to it.
We're trying to put her through the ringer right now. So she's used to it because we're going to be taking her everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is true.
No, people act like your life is over and it begins in great ways.
Yeah.
So,
for sure. Yeah.
So congratulations
Thank
on
you.
This. And Andre had some questions that I think are great for our listeners about the subscription.
Yeah, this is subscription. It's super easy. It's goodtripcoffee.com. I've subscribed to everything. We had out the produce.
Imperfect Produce.
Imperfect Produce. I subscribed to that. I'm going to subscribe to this. I know.
I made the beets and potatoes.
Did you?
Oh, it was the roasted vegetables.
Oh,
were so good.
That's awesome. I used the cucumber and the avocado.
And the cherries. Oh, the avocado was really good. I'm sorry.
So good.
We're talking about other guests in front of our guests.
No. So Good Trip Coffee. So you go on. It's super easy. You subscribe and you get every month you get a different kind of coffee. But if you want, if you've sampled maybe three or four, if you want a certain kind, can you go back to that one?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. So we sort of, we got the feedback that people were interested in variety and in trying new things. And we have an extensive line of different offerings. And it's kind of, the possibilities are endless, especially with our infusions. And so we thought, let's create something where we can curate that experience for you. So each month our members are enjoying something different, but should they find one that they love, we're more than happy to kind of, add that on, or they can switch to that coffee. Yes.
Each one is so wonderful in its own way.
It really is. And you can taste the clean, as you guys describe, these clean tastes that you sort of can distinguish, especially when you know what's... I'm one of those people, if I read a wine bottle and it says it has hints of vanilla, I'm like, it really does. So I love that you have, such a great description and how people can cold brew. And for some people who are impatient, it does take some time to put it in the fridge and let it get cold, let it seep, right?
That is correct.
Yes.
Yeah. And so to cold brew, we kind of recommend 12 to 24 hours. It sort of depends on your personal taste. But that also leads me to kind of another piece. We were doing lots of different markets in Denver, and we were getting feedback from people, and we kept hearing people asking if they could brew our coffees hot. So we also package our recipes loose. We call them mixed grounds. You can brew them hot. And actually, it's really great in a French press. And so that's a way to kind of experience these infusions. But without cold brewing, you can, have it ready within 5 minutes.
That's more my story right there.
I'm still getting a French press.
I have a French press.
Oh, I have to get one.
It depends. Depending on your level of confidence with glass, I've been meaning to switch to the stainless steel one. Do you guys have a preference between stainless steel and glass?
Well, actually, we've used both.
Mm-hmm.
And the stainless steel, it doesn't allow the heat. It gets really hot.
Okay.
So you'll end up with like a really hot cup. If that makes sense.
Absolutely. Of course it does. Yeah. So so I've already broken one is what I'm saying.
But okay. Gotcha. Okay. Go
I've
with the
broken
same with you.
In the last week.
Yeah. Literally in the last week.
And he's the expert.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't feel bad.
They're like beakers. Where can people do the subscription again for Good Trip Coffee?
goodtripcoffee.com.
Excellent.
Yes. It's
so much fun. And where can people make sure they know more about the gadgets that you guys are
excited
about?
Absolutely. You can stop by our store on Michigan Ave or verizonwireless.com.
Are you going to now tell Andy how long it takes to walk my family through any process?
No, it'll be quick.
Four hours.
A couple hours. Yeah.
Hey, that's just like my family too. So.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, that's,
and Declan, my son, has an arm on him. He's like throwing things off the balcony. He's like, here.
It was fun though. It was like one of the best afternoons I spent. So I'm glad to spend it with you guys.
And thank you. And I'm glad it was fun to spend it with you. And it's such a great fun store. If you go to the Michigan Avenue flagship store, it's really
beautiful.
A great destination.
Thanks for the tips too.
You're welcome.
Energy saving tips. Yeah.
So tomorrow night we've got Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Kathy Tynes. So if you have any questions about health issues, we're going to be talking about back to school physicals because Griffin's got his coming up, and so a lot of great conversation tomorrow night. And I know that we may or may not talk to
Gloria Allred tomorrow as well.
Exactly. Well, we definitely are going to talk
crossed.
To her.
Yep.
We just don't know if it's going to happen live on the show. Thank you so much to all of our guests. Have a great evening. The White Sox are up next. Hey, Andy Mazur with all your coverage, and let's take it away to the White Sox right now.